This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Do you want to take care of something?
Take care of you.
I'm serious. You want to take care of something? I was being honest. Like, no, looking at your phone as if there's some dire.
I was going to put a face mask on.
For the show?
Yeah.
Or in between shows?
No, I don't know.
Is it like a health thing? Or is
I'm
it
just
a
trying
mask?
To look good, man. I got Botox the other day. I'm trying to help the Botox. This like makes my face, rejuvenates my face. So then I look sexy. There's a lot of people watching this now. You know that?
It feels like you're doing an ad for the face mask. People.
I don't know. I'm not bringing up the name. I'll tell you what, though. Have you ever been to Sephora?
Yes. My what? Daughter's 15. Yes, I've been to Sephora.
Did they say that they would help you with your makeup?
I didn't ask.
They will.
When they asked me if I needed help, I said, no, I'm just with her. And I pointed to my daughter. That doesn't fit your mouth. I don't think that's made for your size.
Nothing's made for my size. Do I look funny? Do I look hot?
You look like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Hot is not the adjective I would have chosen.
Wait till this comes off. Then I'm going to be dead sexy.
How long are you putting on for?
For as long as I want. Well, you can't take me serious like this? For 10 minutes. Can you take me for 10 minutes?
I don't know. We'll see. Welcome. Here we go.
And I'm not Tony Hawk. Look, I do a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
so what, you just don't have time to do the stuff on your own? You have to squeeze it into
the actual
shows?
I feel like if I did this while
shows.
Driving on the freeway, it might be dangerous.
Should I go prepare my lunch and just eat it while we're doing the show?
No.
Because I don't have time to eat hardly these
days.
You
won't be able to talk. Can you hear the words coming out of my mask?
Or like I might have to go pick up my daughter from school soon, so we could just do a remote camera while I do that. No?
I thought it would be cute.
it was a conversation piece.
There you go. Well, you're welcome. I don't have to talk about how your leg doesn't work anymore for 10 minutes.
Wow. I still want to talk about it. My leg does work, though.
It's weird being an asshole to you.
My leg does work.
It's nowhere near as satisfying as it is to other people.
Well, it's really hard to contain. I mean, I don't want to talk about you getting hurt skating.
Right. Because it happens a lot.
And it happened in a really bad way.
Yeah.
That I could easily make fun of. But I don't want to.
No, go on.
Actually, I ate shit in the exact same place you did.
Yeah.
On the ramp.
Yeah, but getting back to what's so funny about me getting knocked out.
It's not funny. It's not.
I thought there was something funny.
Well, you're making a joke about my leg.
Yeah. Well, it's been long enough, hasn't it?
Time, wait, what is it? Injury plus time equals comedy?
Yes.
No, okay.
Yeah. Da-dum-ts.
So when is it going to be safe to talk about your concussion? No, I'm
good,
kidding.
Do it. I'm fine now. I know where I am. I know what happened. I feel great.
When do you feel like you're firing on all cylinders?
When?
Yeah.
I don't, now.
No, but you know what I mean? Where sometimes you're like, okay, oh, I'm in, like I'm on it.
There was one time I was here after I did the 540 and I'd skated like maybe 7 times in 2 weeks. And then I came here and skated for an hour and I was like, this guy's a badass. And then that went away. So you felt like,
oh, I can like I'm good at quips and wit and bringing up stories and detail. You know what I mean? Where you just feel like I can firing. You look like Hannibal Lecter. It's really, that's the problem.
5 more minutes.
That's the issue. It's just this Hannibal Lecter thing. Like you should be strapped to a,
I would like to wear somebody else's face on my face.
Whose?
Like there's this girl, her name's Viking Barbie. I would like to have her face on my face. And I don't mean that in any weird way. I mean like she's got a really cute face. I would like to have a cute face for a day. It'd be cute.
Okay.
Yeah. She's just so pretty. It'd be cool to be pretty. Not all the time. because it would get weird. People would start being fake to me. I don't know how she handles it. But yeah, just for like an hour. It'd okay. be fun. But yeah, what's so funny about me getting knocked out? You got some jokes that you just, you've
no,
got in
I
your
don't.
Pocket?
No, I just, I was a knee-jerk reaction for you. Like, let's talk about your injury. Your leg. I don't even talk about your leg anymore.
Yeah. You know, at one point somebody said that I should probably stop skateboarding at this point because of my concussions and my age.
It's either the Botox or the mask is not allowing your emotions to really be shown.
I'm laughing on the inside, Tony. Okay. Yeah. I laugh at that comment. I'll stop. I know. I'll stop. You stop. You know? You will never stop me.
You stop bullying me.
I'm unstoppable. That's what you don't realize. My head can bounce off the ground 1,000 more times and I'll wake up quick and ready to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. It's been time. Yeah, I think so. Did it do something?
Yeah, it left a bunch of stuff on your face.
Oh, but I look better though, right?
You look like you have skin finally.
Can I tell? Oh, it's luby. That's weird.
No one should ever use that word.
Luby?
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what's cute? Let's get off my face. Do you see this?
Oh my God.
This is the most adorable gift that you can get. Hey, leave that in. Leave that in.
Let's.
That's
like
why
Latin,
we're friends.
Okay.
I mean, that's not all the only reason, but yeah, this is from Reese. And yes. Reese, it's Easter. I didn't know it was Easter because I don't know what time is. I'm busy. And she came over to me with this knitted duck and it's got chocolates in it. And that means that it's Easter. That's what I know about holidays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever Reese brings you that is knitted.
Yeah. Like I found out it was Christmas recently.
Yeah.
When it was Christmas.
Yeah.
Because she came out to me with a Christmas bunny.
I'll agree. I will admit that's how I knew Easter was coming, was by her gift.
Okay. Yeah. And just to know, like, you know, she's a little girl, but she is a demon on the ramp, you know? And it's like the future of skateboarding. Gave me a knitted duck full of candy. That's life awesome. Is good. You know? Like these are the things that I cherish the most.
Yeah.
And you got a little, look, you undo
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're going to eat the candy.
No,
on the
I'm going to eat that.
Did you want to return some emails or something too? Or
did
you need to make a Zoom call?
Not, I can. I won't eat any candy. I'm hungry. I've skateboarded. Something hurts in the back of my, is it my calf muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tore my calf, which was, I feel like God told me, like, not yet, because I was starting to get fired up, and I was like, oh, it's on. Like, I might just start cranking it in a minute. And then I went to pump, and I was like, ow. And I was like,
yeah.
All right. Because I need, like, signs that are not, like, mysterious. I need, like, ow. And I'm like, oh, okay, I got it. Okay, Thank you. Yeah.
You need literally to come crashing down.
Yeah, and I've also noticed, I was talking to myself in the car today about skating because safety first when you're my age. You know, that's the thing. When you get older and you hit your head a lot and people start telling you you shouldn't skateboard anymore, it's like, okay, I get your concerns, appreciate it. But there's a way to skate because it's like, can't you skate in a more cautious way? And I'm like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea until something goes good. And then I'm like, woo, I'm 25. And then I wake up on the flat and you're asking me if I'm doing a podcast. But
I saw you do a whole line today and you ended it with an alley-oop backsmith. And as you came down the wall, you were flipping off.
The
ramp
gods
or the air, the gods.
The gods, the slippery ramp gods.
Got it.
The one that took my brain that day.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
Yeah. Payback, baby.
I beat you.
Yeah. It's a fight.
I feel that. Yeah.
It's always a fight. I'm constantly fighting whatever it is that's trying to hurt me or make me get older.
I slid out. I was telling you earlier, I slid out in the exact same place.
Yeah.
And I was already, my mind was already on the next wall. I was already like three tricks ahead of that. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me right now? I'm on the ground.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of, I'm going to toss this extra across the flat, like over toss. And then all of a sudden you were talking to me about podcasting. And I was like, What? Oh, man. I yeah. over-tossed the hell out of that one. Yeah, but I noticed that if I think about, not the trick, about how stable I am when I'm going across the ramp, like thinking about pumping in a stable manner and not just going, that's safer, you know? And I feel like not only is it safer, I'm smoother and I'm actually probably better.
Yeah.
Like I think I get ahead of myself just like you were saying. I feel like I'm like, do this, do that. And I'm like, pump nice and be stable and then pump nice, be stable. The rest in the air is like, you know that bit. Stop getting all pumped on it and try to be physical up there. Just be cruisy, you know?
I was so the day I fell, that was last week. It was exactly the day of 2 years after I broke my leg. I'm not going to talk about my leg injury, though.
Thank you.
And I had a line in mind, and Gregson was here to film it. And so I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And all the first like five tricks are just sort of to get from one place to the next on the ramp.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about that at all.
Yeah.
And then it caught up to me because I got a little, I'll show it. I haven't shown it to anyone yet, but I got a little twisty on the stalefish, like just trying to, you know, giving a little flare.
Yeah.
And then as I came down, my plan was doing alley-oop. So it's a weird angle to go front side and then straight into an alley-oop. You can't really do that on a slippery ramp.
Right.
And I learned that I can't do it on my ramp now.
What about?
But what I'm saying is every other, so I kept skating because I wanted to get something. But it really set me back in terms of my confidence and just what I could do because my body was all stiff. But every time I did that combination, the next runs, I was like, okay, landing, we're going straight. Everything's cool.
Every trick I do on that part of the ramp now is twice as focused.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be an alley-oop. Doesn't have to have anything to do with any sliding. Right. I'm just like, this area is a danger zone for me.
Yeah.
So did you tweak your neck a little bit when you slammed?
I mean, I definitely got a whiplash vibe, but I've had much worse.
Yeah.
It was super sore for the next few days, but I wasn't skating. Actually, I went straight to Miami for the UFC fight.
Yeah.
The next morning.
I saw you on TV.
Yeah. That was fun. It's funny because what happened was we could only get two tickets from the UFC. But then you had
three people, four.
No, so I bought two floor tickets.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was available.
Yeah, for a price, they're available.
Flex.
Yeah, they're the most expensive tickets I've bought probably
they're
in my life.
They're the sickest seats ever.
But so that's just what happened. Miles and Riley had the comp tickets, and they were one up from the floor.
Oh,
which was actually a better view because you're looking over all the people.
Yeah, a little bit higher.
And they were just as close as some people on the floor.
Yeah.
So Kathy's brother, Doug, and I, we went and sat by them because we got there for the first fight.
Yeah.
So we sat by them.
Did Miles tell you to go there for the first fight?
We were just going with them no matter what.
Right. And Miles was like, I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Miles and Riley. This was like, they have been.
Because Miles is a real MMA fan. All these other people that show up for the main event
Riley,
are sellouts.
Miles is Riley's sounding board. Like he's the oracle.
Right.
So he's the one who tells Riley everything that's going on and who to watch for and what's not. Right. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like he's like the maestro.
Sure.
So we go and sit by them because the place is pretty empty and the usher for that area, she recognized me. She's like, you guys sit there until people come, whatever, it's fine, you know? And so we're just like, sweet. We're sitting next to him. Like, everything's good.
Yeah.
And then the fight starts getting more crowded. And then the two guys come whose tickets are their seats.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. And I was like, hey, if you want to trade, I got floor seats right there. They're like, floor seats? Yeah, they didn't know they were like a few rows back. But
it sounds cool.
Post Malone was down there and Steve-O's down there, you know, and they were like, yeah, hell yeah, man, high five.
Yeah.
And they just kept going.
So you got to stay.
So we got to stay with those guys, yeah.
Yeah. And then when the camera came up to you and film you,
And then they found me, and the guy's like, hey, you want to film? Like, yeah, sure. You know, I'm like, my kids are over here. He's like, I'll try to get them in there. And then did you see Miles staring up at the screen?
Oh, yeah. Am I on TV? Yeah. Yes, you are, Miles. Yeah. You did it. Yeah. Hey, man, every time I've ever gone to the fights and I'm on TV, my phone blows up.
Oh, yeah.
Because all my fight friends are just like, no, you're the. I'm like, hey. This podcast is brought to you by Factor. Factor meals are for people that are in a hurry and do a lot of stuff and don't like dishes. And let's say maybe.
you could be divorced and living in a house with five dogs and you have 75 jobs in no time and you want to eat right and you don't like washing.
I was make yourself say, it a doesn't meal. Have to be all these factors.
You could make yourself anyone. A meal and be like, look, babe, I fed myself and you didn't have to wash anything. There's no mess.
Or hear me out. You could be sharing a meal together. You could both have factor meals.
That's why I'm enjoy divorced.
It yeah. at a more slower pace.
Yeah.
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 All right, because you can tailor it to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
They got keto as well, so if you want to like be real healthy or whatever it is, diet you want, vegan and stuff, you can get that customized.
In 2 minutes.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccoli and asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/wolfhawk50 and use code wolfhawk50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code wolfhawk50 at factormeals.com/wolfhawk50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
But I have a funny story from that. So I bought the two tickets, so we don't get the VIP bands.
Yeah.
Miles and Riley had the VIP bands, and there's a VIP lounge.
Yeah.
Riley slipped it off his wrist, gave it to me, so I could go check out the lounge. Yeah. Actually, I just wanted to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to go to the crazy public bathroom.
Okay.
Because it was super crowded by then. So I went into the lounge area, and no one's in there yet because it's still kind of early, and there's just this crazy spread, a buffet.
Yeah.
Like next level, right? Yeah. And this dude is with his ribeye, like with the knife and the tongs, and he's just like, do you want it? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even planning to eat, but yeah. I just, yes, please.
Grab some ribeye on the way to the bathroom.
So he slices me off a decent piece, and then I grab some vegetables, and I just sat at a table, because all the tables have silverware and everything, and the guy's like, oh, did you reserve that? I'm like, the table? Yeah. No, these are all reserved. Like, there's no one in here. There's like,
yeah.
There's like two people at 20 tables.
Yeah.
And I go, I'll be done in 5 minutes. And he's just like, yeah, sorry, you can't sit there. I'm like, oh. Damn. So I go to the bar. You can sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I sit at the bar and the guy just got me a water. You know, the bartender got me a water over and I eat it super quick. And I was like, oh, where's the bathroom? He's like, oh, it's down there. He's like, I go, okay, cool, thanks. He's like, I gotta charge you.
Charge me for what?
I go, charge me. And he hands me the menu, and the buffet is $150. And I'm like,
wait, but you got the wristband on.
Just to get into the place.
But once you get into the place, you still have to pay for the food? The
food, yeah. God, you guys. And then I go, I said, well, then I'm going to get some more food, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I could charge you half price. So then I'm stuck like, well, you're going to charge me half price as a favor. Does that mean I can't get more food?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
Did you get more food?
I'm a little confused.
You eat a lot.
What's that?
You eat a lot. You needed more food.
I was going to be hyped to get some
more
food.
It's a big day.
But then he hands me a check and it just says dessert bar for $25.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's cool. I'm like, okay.
Did you go get dessert?
No, I just paid for the dessert bar. Yeah, but I paid $25 for my little piece of ribeye.
What was the dessert bar like? Did you see it?
I didn't really even look.
What the fuck? Why not?
We had just eaten before we got there.
I want a UFC cake.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Man, I feel
sure it was a whole abundance of things.
I don't feel like they respected the Birdman as much as I would have liked, personally. Dana White, seriously?
I mean, anyone that have yet, you could, Steve-O, who else? Anyone else that had a VIP band?
Well, they love Steve-O.
Yeah, I know he was there, but I'm saying like anyone that went in that lounge, they had to pay for food.
You think Steve-O had to pay too?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
these guys are making you look cool and you're going to charge them for some steak.
It was like, if I went there and we were hungry and that was what was happening,
yeah,
I would have happily paid.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not against, I'm not trying to say like, why don't you give me the food? It was more just like, I just happened to walk by trying to find a bathroom. The guy's like, hey, you want some steak? I'm like, yeah, dude, sign me up.
He suckered you in. He booby trapped your ass. Did you like the fights?
Yeah, it was fun. It was I
paused.
I watched with, well, usually I watch with the boys.
Wait, you do watch?
on TV.
You do watch it.
Yeah, because they always have people over.
Yeah, and you know, watch
and
it.
And usually like most of our kids are in town.
Yeah.
So we'll be there with them.
How come we don't have MMA talk ever?
I can't tell you the name of anyone. I just watch the fights.
All right. Did you like the guy with the pink shorts?
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Who was the guy that just came in, threw a couple punches, and then it was over?
Big guy?
The big guy.
Real big guy.
Yeah.
Big black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a new guy, and he's like a judo guy, some judo world champion, and he's only had like 3 or 4 pro fights, and he's won all of them in like under 30 yeah. seconds.
So
that dude is a freak. That dude's about to be a famous person.
That's what, so Miles has a friend that's doing bets and stuff, and I go, well, let's bet on that guy. And he's like, you can't. What do you mean you can't? He goes, he's too new. He doesn't have odds.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's too new. And then he comes in and does that. And then Riley goes, he does that every time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're in other organizations and you do that to people, it's still impressive, but it's not, it doesn't mean that you're going to do that in the UFC.
Yeah, but he does.
But people had a vibe that he was going to do that. Yeah. And the guy that he fought, that's nobody. But still, if you're a nobody and you're a heavyweight in the UFC, you beat the shit out of people easily.
Yeah.
And he beat that. He knocked that dude out running backwards, trying to get back to his feet,
right.
Running backwards and threw a shot that knocked that dude out. I'm like, this guy is...
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's going to run through a lot of people.
One of the coolest things was, where is Cheeto from? Ecuador?
Cheeto, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And... when we were walking in, there was a whole section of the stairs leading up to the arena with just people with Ecuadorian flags chanting the national anthem.
Yeah.
It was this
very
movement.
Passionate.
Yeah, it was this whole movement. And they're big fans of Cheeto. So we were stoked to see him. You know, he didn't win, but he went the distance.
Yeah, Brandon Vera is like, that fight is like a fight where he beat,
I know the whole story.
Okay, but
I know it now.
So it was, but it was still like he's not ranked number two, so it wasn't like
right.
he did beat him, but it wasn't like oh he'll do it again. It was like you can't. I don't want to say he got lucky, but you know he hurt his leg and you kind of finished him that way. But did you know that his skull was fractured in that fight? You probably didn't see that.
It happened in the fight.
Yeah, like badly.
Oh, through the knee.
Yeah,
I saw it.
His forehead was caved in. And then that dude, that was in, I think, the second round or maybe the third. He did multiple rounds and took multiple punches to the face after that. And I'm like, you don't understand the level of like, yes, skill, but like the pain threshold that guy can take is insane.
Yeah, what I saw it was like 200 something blows.
Yeah, and that dude, like if you were like, hey, man, you want to fight again? Like he would fight again
right
now.
Sure.
Yeah. That's an animal. You okay?
Yeah, Kathy and I are going to go somewhere, so I just got to make sure.
You going to go to dinner or something?
Huh?
You going to go to dinner?
I'm going
to
see Dune.
Dune 2?
Dune 2.
Oh, I want
to
see that.
We never go to the movies, but for my wife, we're going to see Dune.
Man, I saw Dune when I was like really high by myself and I fell asleep.
One?
Yeah, and I fell asleep and someone asked me.
No, but not the 80s Dune.
The new one.
Yeah, the new one.
And I fell asleep and someone's like, you see Dune? I was like, yeah, it sucked. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, man. Like, I fell asleep. And they're like, are you sure you watched it? I'm like, no. And then I watched it sober. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This movie's awesome. Yeah. I want to see the second one.
Yeah. We're going to see the second one.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I want to know. That was great. MMA talk. Really enjoyed that. But I want to know about your story at the airport.
Oh, my God.
Where security attacked you. Came at you for holding a skateboard.
It was unreal. I truly felt harassed and bullied.
Yeah.
So we flew back from Miami Airport. Kathy's dad lives close to Miami, but we usually fly out of the city where he lives.
Okay.
But this time we had to fly from Miami because we had to be in LA that next night. So I have a garment bag because I have to wear a suit. It's this thing in LA.
Mm-hmm.
My roller bag that fits up overhead, and my skateboard. Usually, I have my garment bag or my regular roller bag, a backpack, and my skateboard. So I kind of have the same thing as I usually do.
Yeah,
and carrying it all on. We go through, we go to the security line, and we're just entering the security line, and the girl that's at the front, she's like, hey, no, you gotta check that. I go, check what? And she's like, I don't know, check something. You got too many. You can't carry your skateboard on. I'm like, I carry my skateboard on all the time.
Hundreds of flights a year.
I always carry my skateboard on. What are you talking about? She's like, well, you gotta check something. It doesn't not. I go, I do this. I fly nonstop. She's like, well, not from Miami. I'm like, all right. So
what'd you check?
Hold on. So then I realized I can unfold my garment bag and put my skateboard in it. So like I'm carrying my skateboard via my garment bag. So it's one bag.
Nice.
Now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of bullshit,
but still nice.
Yeah. But I mean, it's really like,
if you will,
it's a bag. Yeah. It's consolidated. It's does. And it doesn't, it's all tight. Like
it's one bag.
It's one
now
bag.
Now what?
So we go to another security line.
Yeah.
And the woman stops me. She's like, oh, you gotta check one of those. I go, check one of what? I got two bags.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that counts as two. I'm like, how could it count as two? It's like, it is enclosed.
Yeah. It's a bag.
Yeah. And then she's like, no, you gotta check one in. I'm just like, ugh. And we're kind of in a rush when we land. That's my only beef. It was just because we were supposed to be in a rush when we land.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be above the law or whatever.
Right.
But also, I do this all the time. I always carry. So we go, I go to the ticket counter and I go, oh, she said I have to check it back. She's like, well, you have two. That's what I said. She goes, I don't understand. And so I undo my garment bag, hand her the garment bag. I'm not checking my skateboard.
Hell yeah, respect.
Hand her the garment bag. She's like, yeah, I don't know. That's weird. That is literally what the ticket agent said.
Yeah.
So now I have my skateboard and my roller bag.
Yeah.
Kathy's just following me all around the airport while I'm trying to get through.
Yeah.
So we go
get through because people are like,
we keep getting stopped from the security people, right? So then we go to the same security line. The woman who told me I had to check it in.
Yeah.
She's talking to someone. I hold up my ticket and whatever just to walk by her.
Yeah.
We go in line. It's super windy line. We're like halfway through it. We've been in there for, I don't know, 20 minutes, maybe a half hour.
Yeah.
And then the supervisor comes, pulls me out of line. And he's like, you have to check one of those. What are you talking about? I have two bags. He's like, she told you had to check one of those. I go, I did.
Yeah.
I went over there and checked it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I go, I did exactly what she asked me to do.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you got it. And I go, what are the rules? I got two carry-ons, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're fine. Go ahead. Okay.
So that bitch just had something up her ass.
Yeah, she was just pissed that I walked by her with my skateboard.
Are you listening?
I'm not looking for special treatment. I'm just like, I did what you told me to do.
I'm looking for your special treatment.
So anyway, go security. We go to the gate.
Yeah.
Right? I've got
no.
Same deal. And the woman that's
women.
Scanning the tickets.
Am I right?
It's not that. The dude. This guy. Hold on. I'm rephrasing that.
Sorry. I'm joking. It's a joke. God. So it's like a segment on my show. Sorry, man. I love the ladies. I love my mama. You mean like I got a daughter? Shut up.
So the person. Okay, so then I get to the gate. The person. Scanning the tickets is like, oh, you gotta check that.
Check what?
My skateboard.
I'm gonna snap. This story's freaking me out.
And I go, no.
Yeah.
I have already been through two security lines. I already checked in my garment bag because of whatever ruling you have here.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, talk to him. And then the ticket agent looks at me and I go, what? I don't know. I checked in. I have two carry-ons. And he's like, yeah, just go. And then
he was a guy.
I walked away. She turns at him and goes, you let him go?
What is going on?
I was like, what is happening? Like, why did someone like target me when I walked into the airport and was like, that dude?
Yeah.
Get that dude.
Do you think it's because you're sexy?
No. And at some point we finally got settled and I was frazzled. I was like, why? Like I'm kind of shook just because I feel so harassed.
Yeah.
And I told Kathy, I go, what is going on
here?
How
hot am I, Kathy? What's going on?
No. And then she goes, if we didn't have to get to LA, I would have caused a scene.
Respect.
You know, like this is a kind of absurd.
Yeah.
And I carry my skateboard onto planes from every city in the US.
I've seen you do it
for 40 years.
We all have.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a little flustering.
And it was just security. It wasn't the airline.
Just security. Yeah.
Right. Listen, Miami.
Oh, no. When I got on the airline, we were flying. We were flying American. They're like, oh, do you want us to keep that up here for you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. So appreciate it's that. Miami security.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I am not flying from Miami anymore.
This is Tony Hawk.
I don't care.
This is, I do. No,
I'm not going there. Don't worry about it. You don't have to tell me anything. They're not going to see me again. They're not going to see me again.
This is a fucking American fucking golden god. That's not what
this is about. It was
He's
more
done so much for us, the world, the god. Environment, I think, even. He's helped the environment, you so-and-so. I've got to watch my tongue. But seriously, get a life, you.
So we land in LA, waiting for our luggage.
Yeah.
My luggage is not showing up. I was like, oh, is this the last fuck you from Miami airport to me? That my luggage is going to be lost and I have to wear this suit to this thing we're going to tonight.
Yeah. And you didn't get your suit.
No, it came last. Oh. Like everyone was already cleared out and it came through and I was like, okay. Right. We're out of here.
Man. This is
done. Yeah.
Skateboard harassment, man. People need to respect people of skateboarding, you know? Like if Andre Agassi has his tennis racket, are you going to harass him?
I just hated that.
Sorry, I'm old. Andre Agassi is really old.
That I had to get so heated about it. Because it kept happening.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I did the thing you told me to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't keep coming at me.
No, but they did.
Yeah. And then people are just, you know, walking by like, dude, what's going on over there?
You're such a professional. Yeah, I would have.
It was a bummer.
I would have snapped. On the third one, I would have been like, right, that's it. I would have told, if I was married to your wife, I would have said, start slapping. Let's go. You know?
She was as baffled as I was, for sure.
Hey, that is crazy. Security, it's probably tough, though. Let me try to look at it through God's eyes. It's probably pretty bad. People are probably mean.
No, there are different rules in Miami, for sure. Now that I've seen it firsthand.
Right, but I'm just trying to say, like, maybe if you're security in the line, people are, like, rude to you. You know, because I always try to understand, sometimes when cops are mean, I'm like, maybe you just dealt with somebody that was a complete asshole and they were breaking the law and they like tried to stab you or something.
I suppose. I just showed him my ticket and tried to walk by. That was my crime.
All right. Well, then I don't feel sorry for them at all. These are assholes. Yeah. I was hoping it was going to be full skateboard harassment. Like you can't, that was just about your skateboard.
I didn't even ride it. I didn't even put it down.
Yeah.
I was just fighting to keep it.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
The weirdest thing is when you check in and you go, hey, is this cool? What I've got right now? And they go, yeah. And then you walk 100 feet and somebody's like, what the hell? And you're like, the airline.
Yeah, there were definitely conflicting ideas of what I was allowed to bring.
Yeah. And it's like it's security. It's like human nature for some people. If you're in charge of a line, it's like you get, your ego gets a hold of you and you know, you start regulating.
That definitely happens.
Where there's no, it's not necessary to regulate.
Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch of your online shop stage to the first real life store stage to the, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Shopify is going to help you grow.
Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skin, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms.
And when we were selling these, we kind of got stuck with a bunch because of a mistake on someone else's behalf, and we started selling them through Shopify, and finally started moving them.
That's what's up. Because businesses that grow with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/hawk.
What?
All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/hawk now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That is shopify.com/hawk.
Lowercase.
I did it. I shot a TV show Monday and Tuesday. I can't really talk about what that was, but it was full.
What?
I just shot a TV show? It's not. Yeah. I was like on it.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about any of it at all. A live show, a scripted show?
Kind of a game show.
A game show?
Kind of.
Right. Are you acting?
No. I was a judge.
Right. That's a casual job.
It was hard.
It was hard?
Yeah.
Because you had to screw somebody over?
I had to shut people down, yeah.
Oh, you don't like doing that?
Well, no. I mean, like crushing hopes and dreams? Not really.
Well, what kind of hopes and dreams?
That's what I can't talk about. But we like did go to a party. We went to an Oscar party, and I met Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
She's a huge fan of me.
Is she?
Yeah, she was super pumped I made that 540.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
No, her boyfriend saw me.
Yeah, he likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, Tony. I'm like,
yeah.
What's up? Travis, how's it going? He's like, yo,
you
man.
You knew him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only like the most famous couple in the entire.
I didn't know his name.
You guys know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very impressed with Taylor.
Did she know who you
were? Very effusive. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said,
it makes sense.
Like, we're your demographic. We were born in the late 80s. I was like, my daughter's a huge fan. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you get a photo?
Super cool. No.
That's not cool.
No photos allowed.
Of each other?
At the party.
So oh, okay.
Not.
Okay. You know. I get that. It's like,
I think that kind of party, if you brought your camera out, you would not be invited back.
Got it. Right. That's why I'm not invited. Who else was there?
A lot of people.
Not allowed to say.
Nah, I mean, that was just kind of the...
You're going to leave it at that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah.
That's a professional. One day when the show's real big, I'll probably get invited and I won't tell anybody who I saw.
I saw a lot of amazing people and super cool, super fun. I will say that I saw JB Smoove. Who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes sense. He's pretty sweet.
I worked with him recently.
Not allowed to talk about that either.
Not allowed to talk about that either. I don't know, man. Illuminati, you know?
Must be nice. Don't joke about that. That's some real shit these days.
It's more non-disclosure. It's like you sign a contract to do a project.
Yeah.
It's not out yet. They can't announce it yet.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not some super secret society. It's just more like when they want to announce this show or whatever it is we're working on, right, they will, but it's not for me to say that it happened.
You pray to the owl thing for sure.
To the what? Death Becomes Me. Does it look like I found the Fountain of Youth? No.
Yeah, but that's your undercover face. This is like
I'm not wearing face masks.
You might be. You have like a fake Tony Hawk old mask on.
Wow.
You're really youthful on the inside.
Wow. So yes.
That didn't work. Who's that Craig guy that wears the towel on his shoulder and he's in like a bunch of Craig Robinson? I met him. I'm allowed to say it. Ugh.
You mean the guy from The Office?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch The Office.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, anyway, I know him from like the End of the World movie and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's a real funny guy, right? He does stand up at the Hollywood Improv all the time. So I go in the green room with somebody and he's in there sitting down. I think he's about to do a show and I'm sitting on the couch and I'm there with, what's her name? Tommy Lee's wife,
Brittany Furlong.
She's a nice person. And we're sitting there. She always says hello to me and stuff and I'm hanging out. And then this guy comes in out of nowhere and he was English, maybe, I think something like that. But he had like a crazy outfit that was like he had like a perm and like big bell bottoms and like super expensive like Versace shoe thing and like tattoo, but like just the most over the top.
Yeah,
like he was in a band.
Yeah, you know,
it was probably a successful band of some stature because holy shit, dude, really?
Or you know at some point.
Or it's about to be, and he believes it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was, like, out of control get up. But it was super, like the Bee Gees of sorts. Right. You know what I mean? But we're now. We're in this now.
Yeah.
And Craig said hello to me, and I was like, hey, man. And he's like, hey. And I sit down. I'm not talking to him, leaving him to his business. And he's sitting there, and then this guy comes in, and he starts talking about travels of, you know, his life or whatever. And Craig puts a song on his phone that's like a Bee Gees-esque song, and he just slowly but surely turns the volume up. and it's only
that is slick.
Two girls, this dude, and I'm on this side of the couch, and Craig's over there on his
That's
own
a
chair.
Good move.
And he just starts turning up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and the guy's talking like, "Yeah, you know, rock and roll, whatever." And I catch what's happening. No one else does. So now he's doing a joke for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is a, yeah. Jason, here's a very funny joke
yeah.
just for you. And I'm like, thank you, Craig. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and it gets louder and louder. This guy's like, anyway, you know, roll, you know, and he's like, what? You know, what is, what? Wait a minute, you know what I mean? And I'm like, because now I'm not.
Wait, was he a BG?
No, they're dead, aren't they? No, this guy was like 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this guy's like 20, 30-year-old guy that was just dressed like a raging kook. Like, no offense. You know what I mean? Like,
it's pretty amazing, though.
Feel your swagger. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your thing, yeah. Feel yourself. But you're a kook. You know what I mean? Like, in this room, yeah. You are kook yeah. the fuck out. Like, we yeah. cannot believe your pants, bro. Like pull up real high. Like, it's an insane get up. And it's louder and louder until the guy goes, wait, are you, I get it. And I'm like, I'm still not laughing. And I'm just like, and I'm just, dude, I'm dying so hard. And because I'm not laughing.
What is Craig doing?
Just like.
Just grooving to yeah, it.
And then like the dude's like, then he switched songs and played another song that was just as insulting. And then by the third song, the guy was like, I'm out. And then when he left, Craig and I started laughing hysterically. But it wow. was just like the sickest burn comedy skit that nobody caught. Nobody cares.
Did you play The Darkness? Remember Darkness?
Uh-uh.
Those guys kind of look like that.
He might have been.
But they were all in on it. They were amazing, like because they were just like, yeah, we're this is it. We're English
yeah. This
rock
guy
stars.
Might have been like the lead singer of Wolfmother for all I know, but right. It was out of control, and it was the wrong room, it was the wrong time, it was the wrong conversation with the right dude in the corner, and he just got plowed.
Wait, who's that? The Bee Gees?
The Darkness.
Oh, yeah. The Darkness. Yeah.
This guy was
that dude. I believe in a thing called love.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this guy wasn't that good. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't do that. That's amazing. I keep forgetting that you're an excellent vocalist. And you've performed to thousands, maybe even millions at this point.
Maybe.
If you add it all up, and TV and all that stuff.
Take it on the road.
You should take it on the road. That could be our new thing when we're too old
to
skate.
No, I did when I was in Australia and I lost my voice.
How is it on the road?
What?
Musically, how is it on the road?
How is it?
Do you feel it?
You know, it's hard. You got to, yeah.
Could you do it?
Like road if we started a band. Hard.
If we started
road
a band.
Is tough. What's up?
Stop singing. Hold it. The people are going to freak out.
I'm musical.
I know. He's singing. Medleys. You guys don't know. The guy sings
harmonies
on the ramp
in my
all
head.
Day. He's either skating or singing. That's pretty much what, pretty every now and then he's eating a burrito. That's about it. But let's say you and I started a band, Hawk versus Wolf, the band.
Okay.
And it was a joke.
Yeah.
But it got huge, huge record deal. Like we got to record an album. And I'm like, really? Because I know you're like busy. And it's like, well, dude, we'll give you $100 million. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll do that. Because I know Kathy would be like, okay, yeah, you can do that. $100 million?
I don't know. It's never about the money for her.
Wife. If she was like, I don't know. Hear
my
me
wife
out.
Is,
like,
oh. My wife is the best. It's for her. It's about integrity. Always.
What?
First
what
and
would
foremost.
Not be?
And
what would? Wait, you're saying
because
Hulk
if we did a band and she thought it was cheesy or something, she'd be like, really?
Okay. That's, in this scenario, it's really good.
Okay, then she'd be down.
You're like, you're not the singer you are. You're actually really good.
I think it's more in her eyes. It's like
guitarist.
It's very much like why are you doing that? Why?
Because we're insanely good, and it's motivating the world to be better.
Okay.
And now we're on the road.
So we're like Bill and Ted.
Yes,
their music brought world peace.
Yes,
and harmony.
So like that.
So we're Bill and Ted. Okay, then I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So we're on the road.
Okay, we're on the road.
Do you think that you would enjoy that?
It depends on the schedule, really. If it's relentlessly nonstop, no.
Right.
If there's time in between and I have quality time with my family, yes. But that's just, that's where I am.
A month on the road at a time.
Gone for a month?
Yeah. Because I, like, realistically.
I would enjoy it at first, and then I would be like, this sucks.
Yeah, me too. But for $100 million,
I mean,
1 year.
But also, if we're really that popular, to bring that much joy to people.
We'd be assholes for not going.
Right.
So you understand?
Yeah, of course I understand.
Right. I'm just saying, if this show gets
big. Some point, too, you know, it's like that Cypress Hill song. Like, yeah, you're a rock star, but it is a job.
Yeah.
You have to go to your job.
Yep.
Do your job.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not always fun.
No. Sometimes I've got to sing to the millions and I don't feel like it. But
don't feel good. And you're losing your voice.
I got to do it.
And you got to get a steroid injection.
I got to give it my all. Hell yeah, steroids. I'll be getting more than an injection from my voice.
I had to take steroids to get my voice back from Australia.
It's so gangster.
Because I had to go do a speech.
Where do they inject you?
It was work. No, I took pills.
Oh, lame. I want a shot right in the jugular.
A shot that immediately works. You're like, yeah, dude. Hey, oh, right on. I got my voice back.
That doesn't work like that. They don't have that.
I woke up and there was a point where I was on the phone with someone and they couldn't understand what I was saying.
Oh, in the interview?
No. Just when I got home. I got home from Oz, lost my voice, and I was panicking because the next day I had to fly out to Ohio. I mean, I told the story already, but I had to fly out to Ohio. And I'm on the phone trying to explain my situation, and they're not understanding anything I said.
Yeah, but then the steroid pills fixed it.
It got it back enough that I could talk for an hour.
You could understand you.
On a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing that they can do that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have a pill that could do that.
I feel like that's a temporary fix. It wasn't something that, you know, that I would recommend all the time. If you were a singer, obviously singers, they know how to protect their voices and they know how to do it night after night. I don't.
Yeah. Right.
Now you got Nor do I want to.
You got a little amped.
Unless
we're a huge
the HVW band.
Dude, HVWs could be.
What's the first song we'd play? What's the first song we'd cover?
Possessed to Skate.
That's a good one.
Right?
That is a good one.
If it came back so big, all little girls and stuff were like, he was possessed and skate.
Yeah.
Can you see you get radical? Like, people and everyone, all kids were into it.
Never hesitates.
Imagine if that song was, we made it huge, and then there was this whole new wave of skateboarding where
possessed
everybody, like Jimmy Wilkins started making
what if we... How about this? We only cover songs from classic skate videos. No?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. As long as it's huge, I don't really care.
Yeah. Possessed to Skate, Brave Captain.
What's Brave Captain?
Not Us, Cobb Us.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Fire Hose.
Okay, right. It's deep. Right.
Yeah, like, what else? McRad.
I know you're a huge fan of when I talk about myself, but the video part I had in Planet Earth, Gregzy, there's a song that Chris Miller picked. I don't know who it is, but Gregzy used to sing it like, everybody knows your name. Everybody can feel my pain. And I'm like, I don't even know who it is. I don't know the song, but it's in my video.
Do you like it?
No. It's the cheesiest thing ever. But he sang it so much for so many years that I just know that one bit of the song. Like,
that's pretty cool.
And I feel like he's got to be the only person in the world that knows that song. And I'm like, I don't know who that band is. Like, who was it? What? Like, wait.
My Kinetic Faith, Everybody Knows My Name.
Wait, you're going to find it?
I found it.
Yeah, because you got the lyrics.
Yeah.
Play it.
You're not allowed to.
I'll play for you guys.
No, let's just make sure that one, I want to know, like, if, is that it? Wow.
Because my video part's like 2 minutes, so it's just the bit where I get, feel my pain. and then I eat shit. Because it's my video part. This is how hilarious my video parts were. Tony Magnuson filmed me at his ramp because Planet Earth was owned by H Street at the time. Yeah. And I just got off the plane and I go to his ramp that's in his backyard and I skated for probably 45 minutes and then I did a cab alley-oop backside 5-0 and locked up, hit my knee, something popped. I couldn't skate anymore.
Session over.
Yeah, and that's my video post. <That's> like so when rough. I, you know, when I started hanging out with Danny and Colin, it's like, yeah, I've been working on it for like 8 months, and I was like, my video part was 45 minutes.
That Animal Chin, the most we had ever skated for a video part or a segment, we skated the Animal Chin around for 2 days.
And that's, at the time, that was the most you'd ever
I mean, we're going to skate it for 2 days? You're going to shoot us for 2 days?
Right.
That was crazy. We usually go, like, any of those other ramps, Chris Boris, whatever.
Let me ask you this.
You're there for an hour. You're there for an hour. You're shooting the video. That's it. My video is like a Del Mar skate ranch. That was an hour shoot.
Did you do everything you wanted to do in those 2 days on the chin ramp? Or were you like, man, there was a couple more things I was trying to
do? We had no plan.
So you
I didn't even know what the ramp was going to be like.
You didn't even have the brain, like video part brain.
No, where the only person who knew what the ramp was going to be like was Lance, because he was helping to build it.
Okay.
But when we got there, we were like, what the, you guys made a vert spine?
Like, wait, you didn't know that there was going to be one?
We knew that it was going to have all this stuff, but I heard it was going to have a mini ramp, and I couldn't piece it together.
Yeah.
And there was a, I don't know if you know this, but, and this is for the hardcore Animal Chin fans, where the mini ramp is on the deck.
Yeah.
There was a channel between that mini ramp too. So there was a channel on the vert side of it. So the ramp goes like this, and then there was a mini ramp like this, right?
Yeah.
There was a channel right here.
Why?
Because it was a smaller channel. So it was like there was a small channel here, and then there was a big channel over here.
Okay.
But at some point, this whole wall had no flat area. So when we first skated it, with the first day we skated it, you can see it in the background, some of the shots. We're like, dude, we can't use that other wall unless we're like doing a trick over the gap or on the extension or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no actual flat area to that wall, so we can't set up there.
Yeah.
So they go, what if we fill in the channel? And I'm like, oh, man, that would probably help.
And then they just filled in the channel. Yeah. It seems like that's some craftsmanship to fill in the channel and make it. Was it kink? Like, was it a shit ramp?
No, it was amazing.
It was like every even the mini ramps on the deck were good?
Yeah, it was Tim Payne. It was amazing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was old.
Yeah. And what about the tunnel thing?
I didn't get to go through it because I got hurt.
Oh, wow.
I ran into Cab when we were doing that super complicated line with everyone.
Yeah.
He was going down the wall and I was going up and we just misjudged where we were on the ramp.
Oh, dude.
And so I hit him on my way up.
And he was coming
and
down.
And I did a flip up the transition.
Oh.
And I thought I broke my leg. Like I was convinced that I broke my leg.
Right. Cause he went numb.
Yeah. And it was just like,
couldn't walk on it.
Right. And so I crawled to my car. I wasn't going to...
Wait, other people weren't helping you?
I mean, everyone was concerned, sure, but I was just like, I just want to go home and rest and see what happens.
Yeah.
I went home, because it's in Oceanside, so I crawled to my car, I drove home, I crawled up to my bed, fell asleep immediately, woke up, and I could walk again.
Yeah.
And then I drove back to the ramp, and they were done with that shot.
Oh, wait, same day.
That was that day.
You had a nap.
Same day, because it was the second day of filming.
Wait, so you went home,
went to sleep,
and woke up... okay to go.
I
not
woke
overnight.
Up. No, I woke up. I just, yeah, because I.
You
I
had went, a nap that made your leg bounce back.
I guess. I don't know.
As a guy in your 50s, does that not piss you off right now?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Like, my leg's sore and I go have a nap and it's not sore anymore. That's insane.
So
this
then
is the greatest recovery ever.
Filmed our sort of campfire shot that night. So I came back for that and I saw that the gap was out through the tunnel and I was like, ah. Oh. I missed that.
And you don't get to skate it.
No, that was it. That was the second day.
They tear it down.
Tore it down, yeah.
Like,
I mean, Stacey didn't even have permission to put that thing where it was, so.
What?
They just built that thing out in this field.
It was a field, no
sun. Yeah, and someone came to, Stacey's told the story a few times, but someone came while they were building it and they're like, hey, this is private property and we have these, they had some, it was like a worm farm or something. I can't remember.
A worm farm?
Yeah, it's something. Is there
sort of... Wait, you can farm worms?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
how
also...
How do you keep them in the ground? Don't they just leave?
It's a big plot of land. Worms are small.
Yeah, and they're like, you can't disrupt... That's like an ecology study here. You can't
worms
disrupt
it. Worms survive a ramp on top of it.
But it's not even... It's their property.
The worms?
Yeah, in a sense. But this is the story. So this guy came, a supervisor came and said, what the hell are you guys doing? You can't build anything here. And Stacy was there, just happened to be there that day. And he's like, do you want kids to be on drugs? He's like, what? He goes, we are making an anti-drug video for kids, for teenagers.
Nice.
And we just need this land for a few days. And he's like, all right, you got till Friday.
And that was
it.
That's pretty cool. That was smart. Did he have that ready in his pocket or did he just whip that?
No, he said he fully panicked.
And
he
made it up.
He said, he was like, this whole video is falling apart in front of me.
Yeah.
And he just panicked and he was like, no, dude. That was actually the first thing we shot.
Was what?
Was the chin ramp.
Right. Oh.
We shot it out of order.
Okay.
So Hawaii Wallows, that was the last thing we shot.
But he knew if I've got the chin ramp footage, we've got a movie.
I suppose. I don't know.
Well, I think so. Look, as a kid that watched that video, not knowing you, that video, that ramp, like, when it shows up, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. Like,
that's how we felt.
Skateboarding is so real. Like, it's so awesome.
I have a funny moment in that. So the first... We're shooting skating, and some of the first stuff we shot is us skating down the hill so that we can see it in the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have the helicopter shot, and we all pull up to the ramp. But we have not shot anything yet, right? For this entire video, the first thing we're shooting is us skating down the hill to find the ramp.
Yeah.
So we're all hyped that we're shooting anything.
Yeah.
So we're doing, like, we're trying all these tricks on the street.
Yeah.
Like trying to do boneless ones and shove it. And at some point Lance is like, you guys, I think the idea is that we're super excited to see the ramp. Would we really be practicing bonelesses?
Well, yeah, like, you would.
Like on the street as we see it finally. And we were like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. We should probably just be skating fast. And
to get there,
the next scene, we're just hauling ass. And Stacey's like, that was great, you guys. Like, what got into you? Oh, well, Lance told us we shouldn't just be trying freestyle tricks on the way down.
So Lance is like a little bit of a director.
Yeah.
And he built the ramp.
He's like, oh, look, it's the most perfect ramp in the world. I'm going to try my bones one here.
But I know, I'm a skateboarder. I know that dumb thought. You know, like, if I'm on the way to some place. Like, I remember there was a full pipe in Australia.
Yeah, but if we're really speaking from reality.
And
your entire mission in life is to find this legendary ramp.
Yeah.
When you find it, you're not going to be doing boneless 180s down the hill on the way there.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I see your angle. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
It's just a silly memory I have of it, but it was the first thing we shot.
Is that the best ramp at that time that you'd ever skated?
It was on par with the best ramps. I loved it because of all the variety.
All right.
I mean, I loved that extension. Like that's the first 720 I ever stood up on because I had that extension.
Because you had so much speed going backwards. Yeah. That was going to be my next question. Was that the easiest 7 that you've done?
I didn't even know I could stand up on it until that day.
Because of the speed you could get out of the Proctor Faking.
Yeah.
So then when that ramp got tore down in 2 days, you go back to doing 7s where you've got to crank a Proctor Faking out of hell. Did you ever think about... Did that have something to do with the ramp?
That's what inspired me. That's what inspired me to learn proper air to fakies, because no one really did air to fakies then.
Yeah,
you know, it was 1986.
Right.
Right.
Wait, who did air to fakies first? Not Jason Jesse. Was it Jeff Phillips?
Yeah. I mean, some people did it, but they didn't get right speed at coping level. Yeah,
and it was more doing the trick.
It was more like just to do an aerial to fakie
was crazy.
Would have been a trick. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think that's when I decided I have to do it with the intention of getting speed.
How long did you do air to fakies before you could do an air to fakie and get speed?
Oh, probably a couple of years.
Right. Because it's...
Yeah. You know, I think I remember doing it the first time I really tried to blast it was at Virginia Beach.
That's a good ramp, right?
Yeah.
Was that metal?
No. Nah. It was fiberglass, I think.
Fiberglass?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound cool.
I got a fiberglass splinter.
Ew.
Yep.
That sounds extra disgusting.
I didn't know that it was still stuck. It was in my hip. I didn't know it was still stuck in there. Because I felt something, but I was like, I don't feel like anything.
Like his fiberglass,
you know,
string?
It disappeared. So it was just gone into my hip.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I just hit a seam or something. And then like 2 weeks later, I get what looks like an ingrown hair, but it's big. and I'm squeezing it, and then this piece of fiberglass goes whoop.
Sick.
It was pretty sick.
That's so fun.
And I remember my brother just happened to be there, and he's like, "That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen."
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna barf right slash now. And, awesome. And of course I'm like, "That was amazing."
Yeah.
And I got it out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so into that.
Yeah, you feel me.
So the band, pretty soon, Hawk vs. Wolf, the band, you know, we'll check it out on iTunes.
Possessed to Skate.
Yeah, first single, Possessed to Skate. It's so good. The song just writes itself because it's already been written, but that is like, and then just for the kids to sing along, it's because you can't, it covers so many errors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Possessed to Skate makes so much sense. And at this point, it might even be cool again. And it might have not been cool and then cool again for all I know. Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to be huge, but we're probably not going to go on the road.
Well, can't win them all.
Maybe one song.
HPW tendencies.
Yeah. I'm not, they might be pissed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get a model on Dogtown again. It's going to be awesome.
I'll finally get a model on Dogtown. I was sponsored by them, but I never got to be pro for them.
Don't give up, Tony.
All right. You neither. Don't give up.
Yeah. Like and subscribe.